No, it's now 15 minutes past 7 on Radio Veritas, and you're tuned to the station that brings you the good news for a change. I must tell you that there are lots of roads in and around Johannesburg in Gauteng that are blocked with traffic because of this taxi protest that's taking place at the moment. So try and avoid the main routes. You can take side routes, I suppose, but even the Gaut train is not going to be operating properly because the buses are not being able to get to their destinations and so on. So we are having a big problem. The taxis are blockading the routes. There's a lot of roadworks taking place. There are traffic lights out of order. You name it. It's just going on and on. So, as I said, better stay home or take some alternative route. But anyway, somebody who is not protesting at the moment is Father Thabang Nkadimeng. Good morning, Father Thabang.
Good morning, Father Emil. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I hope you are great this morning.
Great, great. No problem.
Thabang, we've been talking a lot about this coming, what do we call it? It's your youth all-night vigil.
Youth retreat, all-night vigil.
Interdenominational youth prayer, all-night vigil, which starts tonight, isn't it?
It does, yes.
Yeah, well, come on, tell us all about it.
So actually the idea of it is to unite all young people, especially celebrating June 16th, of all denominations, so that we all have one focus, especially the answer to Jesus' prayer that all may be one.
Right.
And the theme that we chose is, I will raise you up on eagle's wings, to raise all people to the knowledge that God is always there, and that we all have this one focus created by the Creator. And we won't claim to have the first, if you like, idea of it, because you can think of St. John Paul II with the Assisi Ecumenical Meetings there. So that's basically the same kind of idea. Mm-hmm. And an idea taken also from France, from the little village called Teze, started by Brother Roger and the others. So we'll start with an hour of Teze prayer, which unites into setting the climax for the whole vigil.
Right.
And from that Teze prayer, then we have our praise and worship with a candlelight procession, different testimonies from different people. So the furthest young people that I know that are coming are from the Congregationalists, in Natal.
Wow, from Natal?
Yes.
KZN, my goodness, well, that's interesting. So is there a good response so far?
There's a very good response, yes.
That's very, very nice.
And so, in Mpopo as well, which is good. So it's not a Joburg Pretoria event.
Wow, well, there we go.
So thanks to Radio Veritas.
It's all, yes, it's all happening at Hapororo.
Happening at Hapororo.
Tell us where this is now, because some people,
okay. You
know, they don't know where it is. So tell us where it is.
Yes. So Hapororo Youth Retreat Center is in Harte Beersport. So as you enter from Johannesburg on the R511 or R512, and there are signs saying Good Shepherd Retreat Center to the left, and there's a famous market called the Windmill as you enter. So just from there, straight down the road, follow signs saying Catholic Church or Good Shepherd Retreat Center, and just behind the Catholic Church, that's where the youth Hapororo is.
So it is the Good Shepherd. It's on the property of the Good Shepherd Retreat Center.
Yes, exactly.
Right, and so that's where it's all happening. Right, and it starts at what time? What time tonight?
So tonight we begin at 6 o'clock with arrivals, and then 7 o'clock with the first meditation, and we end tomorrow morning at 6.
Wow! So all night long, prayer, praise, worship.
All night long, prayer, singing, testimonies from different people, food, of course.
Yes. And where is it all going to happen? Is there a big enough place for this?
There's big enough. There's the hall and there's the big chapel. The property, I mean, is enormous.
So
we won't run out of room.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those who want to sleep over, their chalet is already available for them.
Okay, all right. And so, but you want people to bring their own warmth. They must bring their own blankets.
Yes, they should bring their own blankets.
Okay, and let's see what else. And what about food?
So there's food for sale, and then there's tea and coffee free of charge and soup free of charge.
Wow, that's very nice.
But other stuff like hamburgers, Budapest rolls, those will be on sale.
That'll be on sale. Now tell me, is there a cost involved?
There's no cost.
No cost?
No cost at all.
Wow.
A donation will be appreciated, though.
Yes, of course. Always. Always, yes.
Yes.
All right, so it starts at 6 this evening at a Hapororo Youth Retreat Center. That's in Harte Beersport. So you take the road to Harte Beersport, and you come off at, what's the name of that that little village? Is it Meerdale or
It's called Meerhof.
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 That's right, Meerhof. So people might remember that. They might know Meerhof. So, and there's that big...
Windmill market.
Yes, what do they call it?
The windmill.
The windmill market there. That's right. That's where you turn
Jasmine,
off.
Jasmine, yeah.
That's right. And there you go along there and you eventually get to the Catholic Center where they have the youth center and this Haparoro Youth Center. So how many people are you expecting, more or less?
Well, I don't know.
What would make you happy? You know, when we had our what do we call it, our telethon here at Radio Veritas, I set myself a target. I said, let's aim for 500,000. And we exceeded that. You know, we got 615 million in one day.
Wow.
So what is your target? For what number are you hoping to get?
Well, 100 will do.
100 will do?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's very nice. You get 100 people singing, all young people. Any age restrictions?
Well, no. I think between 14 up to whenever you feel that you're not young anymore.
Okay.
I mean, we're having people already that ask me, we're in our 50s, can we come? So I said, yes, why not? If you feel young at heart, come.
Come along. There we go.
No insult if you're 50 years old.
All right, then, Tawang. Now, listen, anything they've got to bring? Just blankets.
Just blankets and your Bible and a notepad probably will be good to take notes.
Okay, all right. And have you got any, who's going to be giving talks? Is there anybody people know about?
Well, myself, of course.
Yes.
And then there's Father Chris Schonenberger, the director of the place.
Yeah.
And then there's Dylan Naika, who's in the youth department in Joburg.
Oh, yes.
And then there are seminarians from John Vianney, seminarians from the Lutherans, Congregationalist Anglicans from the University of KwaZulu-Natal, where I also teach.
Yeah.
And then there's the new music group that came from Alexandra called The Light. So they are entertaining as well.
Oh, they're going to be there. Yes, we've been talking about them, about they're having a launch one of these days.
They're having a launch, yes. I think the 25th.
That's right, The Light. And what about that wonderful man called Tanaka? Is he around or has he gone back?
Tanaka, he's in Zimbabwe, so he only comes back on Friday morning, so he'll miss the night.
Oh, what a pity, what a pity.
But then the St. Augustine University, some of the members will be here, Jacob, Nontando, Christopher.
That's very nice. So it looks as though it's going to be well represented, certainly from the point of view of senior people. So it's not going to get out of hand.
No.
People must just come, bring something warm if you want to wrap yourself up with a blanket and that sort of thing.
That's it.
Are you going to be having you've got a wonderful, what do you call that thing that goes round and round and round?
The labyrinth.
The labyrinth, yes. Are you
We're going to have a candlelight procession,
right?
Which goes actually into the labyrinth.
Okay. That's a wonderful thing, the labyrinth, you know.
It is. It is very meditative.
Well,
very
I must soothing. Say, the whole youth retreat center, if you've never been, if anybody hasn't been there, it is certainly something worth experiencing. You might not be able to see much at night. You can see it the next morning, but it is certainly something worth experiencing. And thanks to Father Chris Schonenberger, because it was his foresight, really, that put this place up. I mean, when he moved in there, there were no trees. It was just bush and, you know, poles and rocks around the place. And he's really built it up together with his team. And now you are part of that team as well. So thank you for what you're doing there, Tawang.
No, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Right, so there it is. Anything more you want to say about this wonderful prayer all-night vigil that's happening starting tonight?
I'll just say to everyone else, even if you're not coming, let's pray for Christian unity. We see how people can be very intolerant within the religious circles. If we can pray for religious tolerance, and we pray for great unity and an answer to that prayer of Jesus, let all of them be one.
Right, and there we go. So it's an interdenominational youth prayer all-night vigil starting tonight at 6 o'clock. If anybody wants to know, can they phone you? Is there a number they can call?
Yes, they can phone me on 073-029-0771.
There we go.
073-029-0771.
And that's Father Tawang Kadimeng.
Yes.
There we go, Tawang. Thank you very much for talking to us, and I hope it's going to be a great, great success.
Thank you very much, Father Emil.
Thank God you for talking to us, and love to everybody there.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much indeed.
Cheers.
That was Father Tawang Kadimeng. He's an oblate priest. He stays out at Hartebeespoort, and if you'd like to get hold of him to find out any details that we might not have mentioned today, then you can call him on 073 0729 0771. Father Tabang Nkadimeng, 0730210771.